Short disclaimer. This podcast is in no way affiliated with the Stars production or Diana Gabaldon. All views expressed are solely our own. Welcome to the Outlander podcast,
where the men are kilted,
the women are winsome,
and the whiskey is neat.
Welcome to episode 131 of the Outlander podcast. I'm Ginger.
And I'm Summer, and we are in love with all things Outlander.
Welcome to a very special episode of the Outlander podcast, or segment, because depending on the length of this and other episodes, this may be tacked on to another regular episode. So in this segment, or episode, we are going to do a whiskey pod, 100% featuring whiskeys by Dewars. Fine Scottish whiskey.
We might as well just say this episode is sponsored by Dewars.
Well, I mean, yes.
It could not have happened without Dewars.
Mainly because they sent the whiskey.
That's true.
Oh my gosh, they sent the whiskey. And we will put in the show notes / blog post, whatever it ends up being, for this episode, or tasting, you will see pictures of the boxes, cases, what have you, that these came in. All three whiskeys in three different boxes or cases, each individually themed and packaged, each with a thumb drive with media, like a media kit on it. Seriously, some of the most beautiful stuff Summer and I've ever received.
Oh, for real, because my sister's a terrible gift giver, and if she'd given me anything close to that beautiful, I would have said no to that statement.
Is it wrong?
Am I wrong?
No?
Okay. I was just thinking when you said tasting that from here on out, every time we do a whiskey pod and when we test the audio to make sure that we're all live, instead of saying testing, one, two,
you should
three,
be saying tasting.
Tasting. One, two, three.
So before we start, with each one, we're going to introduce the name, give a description, talk a little bit about what was in the box. But again, to get the best information, you really need to go check out the website or our post for this, where this will be. And that will be outlanderpod.com/doers. So before we get started, you may have already heard them. We actually are joined by two of our good friends who've actually both joined us before. And that is Mandy.
Hello.
And Abby.
Hello.
Now, Mandy has joined us for Whiskey Pod in Scotland. And also many times...
And all of Pod Abroad.
Oh, so, well, I meant on... That's true. All
the
Pod Abroad
episodes. Late nights. The good news is I'm on the West Coast this time. It is not midnight.
Oh my gosh. We've had... we had adventures in Scotland. Recording those three... It was actually like four or five. Yeah. But recording those three Pod Abroads was a whole other adventure. Because that was no joke. So she's been on the show with us, in Scotland with us, on Pod Abroad, on our other whiskey pods. And no, I'm not trying to channel.
What
Sean
the
Connery,
heck,
okay.
Dude,
let's be honest here. This is our second whiskey.
The first one didn't record.
The first one didn't record. So if you hear any.
Sorry, not sorry.
Oh, now I get it. So if you hear any.
Slurring of words.
Yeah, if you hear any weirdness or kind of. Yeah, it's probably because we've already done this.
Unless it's Ginger making up words because she just says that right.
I do. That's true.
So it's normal.
So Mandy's joined us, as I said, for Pod Abroad, for the actual Scotland trip, for the whiskey pod in Scotland. I don't think any whiskey pods before this in America.
Just one, yeah.
And but many, 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 many chapter discussions, correct?
Yeah, especially if they have sex in them.
Oh, good Lord.
Always good.
And here's the irony. The irony is she always...
She
kicks
them.
Exactly. I was about to say she tries to avoid them, but no. The point is... It's not that she tries to avoid them. It's that she would rather not choose those. But the ones she chooses always end up having, like, nipple or sex.
How do you even spell that to make that noise? Like, how do you... Is it italicized?
Ginger is cut off. No more whiskey for Ginger.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, and Abby...
She is taking her clothes off, people.
Stop it. And I gotta go change. And Abby... has joined us for at least two chapter discussions, right? For Outlander and Dragonfly and Amber.
Yes.
Okay. So, without further ado, we're going to get started here with the first of the three Dewars whiskeys.
The first one we will be tasting tonight is called Altmore. It is a 12-year Scotch single malt, Speyside. And Mandy, what did they tell us about it?
The tasting notes for that is Altmore, 12 years old, born of fog, bog, and brimming wee burns, a verdant nose of dewy moss and delicate flora, sweet liquid tracking a secluded path, gliding through green grass and fresh wild herbs.
And I found on a website called Whiskey for Everyone Blogspot. Their tasting notes include, the color is a pale golden yellow and the nose is light, delicate, and sweet. First aromas are of honey and vanilla, and these are followed by softer notes of malted barley and fresh cut grass. There's also a slightly hot, spirity note and a hint of lemon zest. These both add to the feeling of freshness. And on the palate, the initial...
when you say feeling of freshness, I immediately think...
of a douche.
Don't go there.
Thank you.
Please don't go there.
Because I'm saying it, and my name is Summer.
No! Where did that come from?
We'd
no.
like to thank you for joining us this summer's eve for our whiskey tasting as we smell the tasteness.
Thank you, tours, for the whiskey, which you'll never be sending us again.
All right, guys. On the palate, the initial notes are very sweet and a bit spirity. The whiskey has a delicate and light feel, but is intensely sugary and sweet. The best description that we could think of was of icing sugar mixed with honey. As it settles in the mouth, further notes are allowed through, and these include plenty of vanilla, plus some malted cereals, and a distinct grassy element. This seems to be more like dried grass than on the nose. A twist of lemon is also present. The alcohol spirit is always in the background and adds a spicy heat. The finish is short and a little sharp. The sugary sweetness fades rapidly to leave the drying, grassy, and zesty sharp lemon notes to fight it out.
Okay, damn it, I'm going to find the lemon in the grass.
Take two.
It is mouthwatering and fresh, and the spirity heat adds to this.
So, is that a nose salute?
Ooh. Okay, so it smells very sweet. I smell the honey and all of the icing and the frosting and everything with the definite alcohol in the background. When you taste it, this one does hit your nose.
Yeah.
It hits like, your
it
everything.
It definitely hits your nose. It's
hits oh, you mean like fire. The fume? Yeah. Okay, got it.
Yeah. It has like an aged sweet aftertaste, if that makes sense.
Tastes like old sugar.
Kind of like an old cookie.
I don't get the citrus. I just don't.
I mostly just get sweet.
I get the grassy. To me,
you get the
it's
grassy?
The most, well, I mean, earthy is what I would call
I
it. It does
that
have
show.
The earthiest taste. Mm-hmm. And it definitely has a stronger burn to me in terms of the alcohol.
I do want to point out that we're drinking this out of the sweetest, like, beautiful little
frosted whiskey snifter,
and the top of it is
not
frost,
snifter, sorry.
Frosted.
Snifter.
It says Altmore on it. It came in the beautiful gift box with the whiskey and the thumb drive.
There's
and
this is so many
the,
pictures.
This is the one that had this one was a puzzle in and of its own because we had to actually figure out how to get into the USB drive that had the press kit on it.
Yes, it came with a little mini book called The Mystery of Bucky Road, and as you read through it, it's a little sweet story, and you look at it with the black light to get the numbers to open the puzzle box that had a thumb drive inside of it. Mm-hmm. So it's a whiskey with fun.
Oh my god. No, Ginger just spurted whiskey out of her face.
I didn't kind of think it was that funny, but...
I'm going to wear these pants again. My boss is going to wonder why I saw it.
Are you supposed to wear them to work tomorrow?
Not tomorrow. It's a 10-day trip. I can only do that.
Hold up. Burn my tongue.
Should have burned your nose. That's where it came out of.
Oh, can you even imagine? It came out of her nose like a whiskey neti pot.
Oh. You would never be sick again.
I would never be sick again.
Everything smells like fire.
No, but I smell the apple finally. And that's all I'm ever going to smell the rest of my life.
Whose turn is it to drink?
Me. I haven't talked about it yet. I just blew up.
Okay. You did blow up.
I know, that's what I said. Okay. I did not get the apple. Even though I said I was joking about it. Okay, I'm going to do it again because I've lost it.
We're waiting with bated breath.
What did I say the first time?
Ginger,
we don't know.
I don't know either.
You just drank it. What do you think about it?
Okay.
Okay, you need to take a small sip this time, my friend.
Exactly.
It was small.
Oh my gosh. I need to point out again that Ginger is not...
Ginger to bed.
I know.
gonna and I will be editing this, so don't worry. I
need to remind you that Ginger is not a drinker.
This is going to come out, so it's okay.
Like it came out of your nose a second ago? Okay.
Okay, so grassy and apple.
Oh my gosh.
No apple in this.
No apple in this one.
Oh!
I smelled it because I could, it tasted okay. Like apple.
Like, don't lie to my right. Nose.
Sugary sweet. Icing sugar mixed with honey. Vanilla, malted cereals, not melted cereals.
Lucky Charms s'mores. No.
And a distinct grassy element.
I don't think a second round whiskey pod works.
This seems to be more like dried grass than on the nose. A twist of lemon is also present. The alcohol spirit is always in the background and adds a spicy heat. The sugary sweetness fades rapidly to leave a drying, grassy, and zesty sharps lemon notes to fight it out.
Okay, I didn't get the lemon. There was definitely a fight going on. I definitely got the, as we all have said the first time, and as you guys have all said thus far, this time I definitely got the not the fire, but the alcohol, right? The whiskey. The fire in the nose, in the mouth, in the head, basically. It's definitely on a scale of sweet to peat. It's toward the sweet.
That's a great scale for whiskey, actually.
You're welcome.
Sweet to peat to heat.
Oh.
Oh. But sometimes you can have the sweet and the peat. Oh, and the sweet and the heat. And the heat and the peat.
Okay, Dr. Seuss.
I'm just saying, you can have they're all possible in the same thing, so you can't have it one or the other.
So if viewers would like to use the sweet to peat spectrum, you may TM that from me.
Here. This is what you need. You need, what are these things called?
Sweet to peat. A spectrum.
A Venn diagram.
Oh. Yes, a Venn diagram.
Oh.
Where you've got sweet,
heat, and heat.
Oh, I spelled it right. Heat.
You did.
Yeah, you did.
So this is less heat is the burn. More sweet and heat. Yeah. Right. So this is the A right here. I'll draw it prettier if you want to put it on your blog
post. That's actually not a bad idea. Okay. So we're going to have a Venn diagram of the sweet, peat, and heat overlay. Okay, so
are you gonna actually take your turn? Because I've been sitting here and I'm sober.
I've already
now.
Drunk it like three times.
I'm like, I'm sober now, so.
Okay, this is the Altmore.
yeah, no. I did get fruity. Definitely burny. I don't know that I got fruit. I might have gotten lemon. That might have been the fruit I got. I did get a fruity. I'm just not sure that was. Did you hear that? That was like a gremlin in my throat. I'm just not sure that the fruit was lemon, but.
At some point, we really need a video whiskey pod because your face when you drink whiskey. Worth recording.
It's bad news, guys. No, but it's, I mean, I've tried a lot of whiskey over the last like 3 years or 2.5 years, I should say. And I would say that this is definitely not the worst I've tasted. It's not peaty. Peaty and ashy are not my faves. It's not real aggressive. It is definitely got some heat to it. But it's all in all, it's a nice 12-year whiskey. And you went first, Abigail, right?
Sure did.
We're going to put a little water in it.
I can do that.
Open her up.
A little bit. Just a little. All right, Abigail, you started.
All right, with the water. I really want Doers to send me whiskey, so I don't want to say this out loud on the podcast, but it has this the nose of vomit.
Well, she did spew out of her face. It could be vomit in there. Summer.
No?
There were no stomach contents in there.
I don't know. I wasn't that close to it when you did it.
It's a joke, Ginger. It's a joke.
You would have seen.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I smell. I just got it on my nose. I smell more of the grass and the lemon with the water in it. And less of the sweet. And yeah, it tastes a lot more acerbic. I like it plain. I like it neat. My sweet heat neat. This long
face. Mandy's very zen right now. She has her eyes closed. She's becoming one with the whiskey.
Definitely. I mean, it's still, even with the water opening it up, it still has a stronger finish that really kind of creeps up your up your nose. But it's not a bad whiskey.
No, it's not.
No, it's, I mean, they're all whiskey. Wonderful. They're all nice.
Okay, now you need to be videoed because that face was rivaling things I've done.
It may have made it slightly less...
Smoothed the edges.
Fire-breathing dragon. But it's still quite strong.
Okay. With the water, I just don't think it smells any different than it did to me before. Which means I don't have the nose for whiskey that y'all do, because y'all have, like, superhero noses right now.
Well, I'm very experienced with whiskey. I've been drinking it since I was a baby.
Oh! Okay. So, still really hot, like that heat in my mouth. Not as aggressive as it was the first time around, but still very, very noticeable. Like, that's not going to be an understated whiskey at all, but... Again,
you're not going to slip it in anyone's drink and they're not going to notice.
No, they're going to know. They're totally going to know. But like I said, I still am enjoying the whiskey. And so much as I can. For me. Mm-hmm. It didn't sound like it, but that was enjoyment for me. So moving on to our second whiskey of the evening. For the second time.
This came in a nautical themed package.
And its bottle is blue-green. I mean, it's blue-green. And it's gorgeous.
Like sea glass.
The Devrin. The Devrin, is that what it was? Mm-hmm. The Devrin.
Highland Single Malt.
Also aged 12.
Aren't they all singles?
They are all singles, and they're all aged 12.
The box that this came in is wooden and probably my favorite of all the boxes. And the thumb drive was a compass.
I happened upon that one. The thumb drive was hidden inside of a compass. It was amazing. I actually just kind of happened upon it. I wasn't looking for it. I was just taking it. It looked kind of loose, so I kind of spun it a little bit, and then a thumb drive popped out of the bottom of it. It was the most amazing thing I've ever, like, accidentally come across today.
Make sure yours is working, because mine just crashed. So, okay. So, are you going to read the tasting notes?
I am. I need to. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I will look these up.
Okay, Devrin, 12 years old. When billows break and har goes in, then hasty home or some bit warm. Unwind with toasted grain and apples. Seaborne spice, calm from the storm.
Poetry, people. And I have found their tasty notes, again on Whiskey Blogspot, is... The color is a light golden yellow and the nose is filled with green apple and toffee aromas to begin with. Underneath are further aromas of heather honey, vanilla, Demerara sugar with a suggestion of peaches, cinnamon, and something slightly metallic.
But just a suggestion, you don't have to take it.
You may not find it at all. Okay. On the palate, the whiskey feels light in body and is initially sweet. This begins with notes of crumbly brown sugar and honey and then begins to evolve into something more reminiscent of toffee or butterscotch. There is also a distinct dried green apple note plus a twist of lemon peel and dried grass/hay. These characteristics are backed up by hints of earthy ginger, cinnamon, malty, dusty cereals, and that metallic element from the nose. The finish is short, dry, and a little sharp, especially once the sweeter elements have gone. We'll let you start this one, Mandy.
I'm in love with this bottle.
I definitely smell the cinnamon. And it's the smoothest whiskey I've ever tasted.
Ever.
Ever. It has, to me, a thicker texture almost.
Like for the sugary content.
Right, exactly. It's almost, I mean, not all the way to syrupy, but I mean, it feels heavier, if you will. It's a very nice taste. Very nice.
All right, Ginger.
While she's drinking, note for editing. This did not come in the wooden box. That was the Royal Brockla.
Oh, did you say it did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. I forget what people say. Box.
I said nautical box, and then I said wooden box later, and I just looked, and I was like, yeah, that's not right.
That is a Royal Brockla.
Man, this smells good.
Can you keep this one in your mouth?
Yes, I think I can. And what were the notes again? It was I remember it being smooth the first time, and I know it'll be smooth again. But what were the notes?
Green apple.
This was the apple one?
Toffee. Heathered honey, toffee.
Oh, I just got the
last one.
I don't know about the heather. I mean, I don't think my nose... The last one. I think if I learned what it smelled like, I'd be able to recognize it, but that's not on my palate right now. But the honey, I think I smell. I think the apple, but that could be wishful thinking. Mm.
Your face did not enjoy that. Like, for real, her face did not enjoy that. She goes through
the 5 steps of ginger tasting whiskey.
Ending with nostrils flaring, I may or may not throw up.
Very, I don't know if it's because it's later now or what, but there was definitely, compared to the round one, and I don't mean first whiskey, I mean round one of all the whiskeys. Mm-hmm. This is definitely still the smoothest, but it had more of a kick this time that I remember than last time. I don't know if that's because we've had more. Mm-hmm. I don't think that should affect anything. I don't know. It's still really, really smooth. And for what it is, it's still decently sweet. And as you said, I love the fact that there's like no kickback. There's like there's no fire going up your nose. And the other thing that I believe I said last time also was that I've already handed the glass off, but you can tell, I believe we learned.
It looks like legs.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Because of the sugar, I believe it's the sugar content. It looks thick. It looks a lot thicker than the first one. Almost like a thin syrup, mm-hmm, compared with the first one, which was thinner.
All right.
But the longer it sits in my palate here, the more apple I taste.
I can go with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can definitely smell the green apple, mm-hmm, for sure. That's very present for me. I mean, it still smells like whiskey and gasoline, but I do smell apple. Okay. Oh. I will admit that it is smoother.
But it's still whiskey.
Whiskey.
It's not wine.
It's not wine. I want it to be wine every time. But
Summer has to buy a new pair of big girl panties every time we do a whiskey pod.
But it is not peaty. It was sweet. It did have a lot of the alcohol burn. Mm-hmm. But it was not unpleasant. Like I said, that bottle is not leaving my house, y'all.
Oh, no. Not my house either.
Did you think this was at all peaty, Ginger?
Okay, the first time around, there was a taste after drinking it. There was a taste that was left in the back of my tongue that, well, not full on peaty and smoky, because y'all know what that was. Because those kick you in the pants and like drag you home. This was just like this lingering thing that was not sweet, but it may have been woody. I don't know. But anyway, this time I didn't feel that left on my tongue. I don't know what I did differently. Again, it could be because we've already drunk some, but it's.
Yeah, I don't get peaty out of.
I didn't get any peaty.
So I also smell the apple. It's definitely smooth, you know, like we've all said. I still feel like it's kind of floral to me, so maybe I'm tasting like the, what was it, heather honey?
I think that was that one, yeah.
Yeah. So where on the Venn diagram would we put that? It's definitely not heat.
No heat. It's sweet. It's not peat.
No, I didn't get any peat.
No, it's not super sweet.
No, I'd say it would somewhere between heat and sweet, for sure. But no peat.
But I would say none of these have had peat.
I would say more sweet than heat.
All right. But it did. It was
because the Altmore had a lot more heat to it. Mm-hmm. All right. We add water.
Yep.
I just cheers to myself.
I was about to say cheers.
There you go. And the moon is really fantastic tonight. If y'all want to turn around, it's just right there. Like through the clouds.
Oh, that is. It's like a cloudy moon.
Yeah.
Foggy moon. Goes well with the foggy moss of the Altmore.
I was about to say. Because remember how we're just going to drink a little bit? Well, the bottles are going to be like half empty by the time.
Nice.
Done.
They might be in the
morning. I still maintain. I get much more butterscotchy taste.
Now with the water.
With the water. Mm. But I'm telling you, it's so smooth. I don't know. I'm drinking whiskey.
I would go with that.
So for those of you who are thinking you don't like whiskey because you don't like the burn,
this is nice.
That's the one I would say if you're starting out, you might try because
she's gentle.
It's very gentle.
She's gentle and sweet, and she's got great legs.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're drinking it, Devron. Not dating it.
Not yet.
Hey.
It's got to be legal somewhere.
It's really nice.
I'm saving myself the royal.
And okay. This is the Devron Distillery Co.
Now
distilled
this,
at McDuff Distillery.
Now, this may be because this is like my second time through these whiskeys, and I've had a lot, I feel like, of whiskey more than I normally would, but with the water, this one actually tasted pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't actually gag this
I
time.
Did not. I didn't.
She didn't even make a face, y'all.
I didn't. It was sad. I felt bad. I felt bad for you guys for not being able to watch me make awful faces.
No, because I've taken over.
You did.
I know.
So, yes, that bottle stays here. I will drink it with water.
Together. With me. We can do that.
You said you didn't like it.
What, this one?
Yeah.
I said nothing but
with
I liked
the
it.
With the water, to me, it tastes like saltwater taffy.
Oh, God.
She says that because she's Lordy. Been eating saltwater taffy.
By the way, when we're done,
so
I'd like
know
a
what
piece.
It tastes like.
Okay.
Exactly. She's like, see, legit.
All right. So we are all currently, if we had to rank, I would say that the Devron is my favorite.
Mine too. Mm-hmm.
Did that bottle just cry?
It just cried like a baby. It was like,
nothing it talked to us. Whoa.
Whoa, woman.
I'll finish whatever.
I was about to say, yes, you will be. All right. So she's like, if you won't let me take it on the plane with me, I'm going to use it all tonight.
All right. So this next whiskey is the Royal Brakla. And Mandy, what do we know about the Royal Brakla?
The Royal Brakla, 12 years old, salute a superior scotch. Almonds, vine fruits, opulent spices, steeped in sherried richness, ennobled nectar, fit for a king.
Yeah.
And they say that because it was one of the favorite whiskies of King William IV, who, even though he was English, which, you know, in reality they were descended from Germans, he apparently had very good taste in Scottish whiskey.
Okay, let's see.
And this is the one that came in the wooden box
that was
filled with nuts and dried fruit and apricots and just delicious little tasting nuggets that were nuts.
Seriously, Doers knows how to do it.
Okay. So this one, let me get you some flavor notes here.
Which one came with the watch?
The Devron.
Yeah, Devron came with a watch, y'all. Watch. Mm-hmm.
Okay, color, amber, on the nose. First impressions of a very classic balanced blend at first, but then gives way to softer notes of sultanas and raisins. Orange marmalade, warming ginger, flashes of late season stewed apples, very autumnal. In the mouth, again, a very nice balance and medium texture, malty, blood oranges, and a touch of grapefruit-like acidity. And many of these notes from the nose start to show through again.
So. I think what you're calling peaty is actually you're tasting the malt.
That could be. Yeah. That could be.
All right, Mandy.
Does it have it in common with this one?
I think so.
They both have time, malted cereal things. Mm-hmm.
That might be it then, because I didn't feel it this time, but it's more of a feel than a taste, although it definitely can be tasted.
And I can smell
the malt?
The orange, the citrus.
Good Lord.
Andy is meditating over this glass.
She's been meditating all night.
I know from previous experience, I like this one a lot.
You'd have thought it was a crystal ball the way she was doing it. She was like,
well, the glass is so gorgeous.
It's probably crystal.
Oh, I don't know about that. It's gorgeous. Again, Doers does it right. So you smelled the orange and what else?
I think I smelled the orange more this time.
I could do that.
Not quite so much the apple. And what I like about that one is it's smooth, but it does have enough of a bite to it that you know you're drinking whiskey. Because that second one, I mean, as smooth and lovely as it is, you know, what I like the little bit of a burn that you get from a good whiskey.
Okay, just right. This is with water or without water?
Without.
Okay, I've done it twice now. Once right after she gave me the glass, and then once again when she just finished talking, and I'm not, like, putting my nose in the glass, but it could be because this is a wider,
tumbler.
It's a tumbler.
It's a pretty,
a
snifter, yeah. So maybe because there's more room in it, you're able to get, a bigger body and smell? I don't know.
Does it concentrate as much?
There you go. That might be it. But I am able to smell. It's just like kind of freaking me out.
You gonna say what you're smelling? Or just say you're able to smell?
Oh my gosh, seriously? Did you say butterscotch in this one?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is this the one with cookies?
There is some kind of, I don't know, there's some kind of rich, buttery thing besides butterscotch. There's something in there. There's something.
They say it's nutty. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's nutty. Hold on.
Oh my God, just sip it.
I mean, it is like, it is just sweetness in my nose. It is just this beautiful, like, buttery sweetness. Okay, I'll taste it.
Swallow it.
Okay. Whatever I said that I tasted the first time around, only after I swallowed it. Or as I swallowed it. And this time around, what I called PD, which is not peat, but whatever that is.
I think it's malt.
It's still there.
Mm-hmm. Is this the one that's in the sherry casks?
Yes.
Yes.
So that, and it could be the that as well. But smell-wise, okay, maybe I got to smell that too. So it was very sweet, and it had a hint of, again, not peaty, but maybe I'm smelling the result of that cask. And also smelling the result of the malt. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I get sweetness, and I get, only after I tasted it, do I get that not peat smell. But the one that I first called peat.
All right.
And then I called Dennis.
Okay. What?
And then I called...
Royal Bracla, take three.
Take three?
Take two.
One, two, three.
Oh,
I am third in
well,
line.
Well, technically, it's take.
Technically, it's take seven.
All right, Royal Bracla.
I love how whenever she says it, she has like a little bit of an accent.
Just a little. It's definitely sweet smelling, which I think is deceptive. It will not be sweet to me. Okay, I'm done smelling it because it burns.
Okay, careful there.
No, that just like totally went up the back of my nose. That's definitely excuse
Are you okay?
me, not as smooth as the last one. It's still sweet. I don't know that I'm getting any of the nuts or toffee.
That's maybe what I was smelling, the toffee.
I don't know. It's nice. It burned. It burned a lot more than the last one. I don't know that we should have finished with that one. Though, usually you're supposed to step it up. We probably should have started with the Deveron, moved to the Altmore, and then finished with the Bracla, just kind of get our palates arranged for it. But it was nice. It was not the Deveron. The Deveron is still hands down my favorite right now. All right, Abby. What you got?
It smells like cedarwood and love. This is clearly my favorite, and I've been secretly drinking it the whole time we've been tasting other whiskeys.
You are too funny.
It does smell like, I do definitely smell like a woodsy smell, like with the cedar wood. Mm-hmm. Cedar wood is like my favorite essential oil, so that's, it smells a lot like that. And I smell the toffee and the butterscotch in it too. It almost smells like frosting, in a way. Cedarwood frosting, which sounds disgusting, but I would imagine it would be fantastic.
That could be interesting.
See, I think this has just the perfect amount of heat. Because like Mandy was saying, you know, if you're going to drink a whiskey straight, you want
a kick.
It to not burn, you're going to drink it with, like, diet soda or something like a... Something I can't say on the podcast. Lucky kitty cat.
Well, you know what? Okay, side note here. Because of some somewhat recent changes iTunes has made, you can have a completely clean podcast, and if one episode is marked explicit, your entire podcast is explicit.
Oh, wow.
So without being foul or disgusting or insulting, let it go, girl. You can say it.
Okay.
We have to call, as long as it's not like...
Oh, so you're already explicit?
Our whole show is explicit now because we have a few episodes that talk about sex scenes in Outlander or, you know, someone drops an F-bomb that we didn't blow out, but we called that episode explicit. If you have one explicit episode out of 100 and however many, now you no longer have a choice of by episode, it's by show.
Okay.
Period. So, just saying, so you can let it go as long as it's not over the top.
Okay. Yeah. I was saying it has just enough kick to it. It doesn't burn all the way down. You know, it just kind of mm-hmm. reminds you that you're drinking whiskey. Mm-hmm. I do still taste. I also taste the cedarwood. I know it's nowhere in the tasting, but I taste it. It's got the aftertaste of something very earthy to me. And as a tree hugging hippie, I love that. This is by far my favorite whiskey, not just of tonight, but probably ever. So when this comes out, I will be buying myself some stock in it. Unless, doers, you would like to send me some, in which case I will gladly accept. This is Abby, and I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
And we will tell everybody we know.
Yes. But, I really like this. It's got a little bit of a sweetness to it, but it's not overpowering, so it doesn't taste like a blend. To me, a lot of very sweet whiskeys start to taste like a blend, and, yes, this is delicious. Before I drink all of this, let's add water.
Exactly. Look, we got a bottle.
Shh, don't tell her that. She'll take it. She'll just start drinking out of it. Are you kidding me? I've been staring at it the whole night.
I know. All right. I've added water. Miss Mandy.
It definitely brings out the toffee notes more.
Yeah.
With the water in it.
Gosh, it was already sweet, but yeah, it is.
I think,
think this is your favorite now?
With the water?
Didn't we say it last time?
Yeah.
I think we said it with the water.
The last time, the water brought out the chocolate to me.
It does. It does very much. Mm-hmm. That's why chocolate.
I can go with that.
Now.
And you do taste that earthy, woodsy, malty flavor, but it's not peat.
I was getting ready to ask, is that earthy flavor kind of the peat that they're talking about? Or?
Well, it's not peat. Peat's a very definite smoky flavor.
Oh, it's like an ashtray.
Yeah.
Well, that's
really good.
It is.
But there's definitely a woodsy note to that.
All right. With water. It's still sweet. I associate this smell with all whiskey. It's not particularly peaty. I almost call it like a gasoline kind of a scent to me. It's not ashy, peaty, mossy, any of those things that Ginger likes to say a lot.
Ashy, peaty, smoky, mossy.
All of that.
I have to say it quick or I'll forget one.
But it's something on top of what's sweet. And it could be the cask it was in. It could be many things. But I'm getting more of that. And you were saying tree sap earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now we should point out for those, you know, listeners who, obviously, if you're listening to the Outlander podcast, you have an interest in Outlander. Who was the family? What was the name of the family that started this distillery?
Wasn't it William Fraser?
It was Fraser. Captain Fraser. William Fraser.
So if you can imagine that this was the... I'm closing my eyes right now, and I'm imagining that this was the whiskey that was at Lallybroch?
Yeah.
That they made at Lallybroch?
Except he didn't...
Lallybroch was not the Fraser. No.
But I'm sure he was making his own Baptist before
I can imagine. I can imagine that I'm sitting next to Jamie on the fence where he got his butt whooped at some point in time in his life.
Next to Ian. In front of the little leaning tower.
And you can see the old mill with the little river stream water, body of water next to it. And I'm drinking this whiskey out of like an old stone mug.
That was so specific.
All right. My life just I'm kept trying so this happy. Now.
Okay, so that cut, definitely cut the heat on that one, so it didn't creep up as much as the last time, so I would drink that with water if I was going to drink it, but still, my hands down, I'm Devon girl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, me too.
Yeah, Abby and I are going to be fighting over the Royal Bottle, I can tell.
Okay, yeah, again, I'm smelling the chocolate in it, with the water in it, and the almond. I smell almonds, like almost like cherry almond. It reminds me of, you know, do you remember that original Jergens lotion? It's got that cherry almond smell to it. Yes. I kind of smell that together in there. I'm still getting the woodsy taste to it, but I mean, that's my favorite thing about it. So yeah. I'm glad for that. But
to me, if you don't have woodsy and you don't have burn, what are you drinking?
Isn't that whiskey?
Yeah. You might as well be drinking wine.
Bring it. I thought you said brains.
Bring it.
No, I'm not drinking brains ever.
No, I said then it's rum.
When I heard that I can go with. That's I can handle rum. Unless it's too sweet, then it's too much.
The Royal Brockla is definitely 100%. Like it's, I said, my favorite whiskey I think I've ever tasted.
And Summer and I both, it makes me, I know we all liked it, but it was our favorite. Makes me wonder if, because we do have different tastes for whiskeys. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we both prefer the sweeter compared to like Aschepiti's or Yamazi. But she obviously can stand less burn than I can. It still burns me, but she like.
Prefer wine.
She has a little, exactly. She has little convulsions. And the funny thing is, I'm about to say this, wine, hold on, wait for it, is a bit acidic for me.
Really?
Isn't that funny? Well, it depends on the wine.
Yeah.
Some wines are like sweeter. You should drink some the like whole Moscato. Huge range. But my point is, isn't that funny coming from someone who likes whiskey?
For real.
That's okay. All I'm saying. So anyway,
Venn diagram. Where
I think
this one fall?
I think though it's funny that even though we have slightly similar, slightly different tastes, I wonder if there's a genetic component of the fact that we both like the Deveron.
I don't think that one's as far sweet. I think it's more.
It's like more smooth. More, that's the big thing.
I think
thing.
It's more smooth. Maybe in the middle, right?
I agree.
In the middle of that heat.
But definitely no peat.
Yeah, there's no peat, but there is woodsy. There is woodsy.
Yeah.
Doers, I think between the sweet heat, between Altmore and Deveron, Altmore is definitely more heat, and Deveron is maybe more to the sweet side.
Mm-hmm.
But they're both more sweet, whereas the Royal Brockla is definitely, it's got some sweet to it, it's got a little bit of heat to it, but it's more woodsy, it's more, mm-hmm. You know, like I said before, tree sap, but in a good way.
And as far as the consistency?
The nutty and
the earthy.
Woodsy,
earthy.
Oh, I'm like, have you ever tasted tree sap?
Yeah.
Technically, well, maple syrup, but.
Yeah. I've tasted everything I could get my hands on when I was a child. Are you kidding me? Leaves, grass, flowers.
Worms.
It's really, really amazing that I'm alive. But I have a pretty darn good immune system.
Oh, totally.
That's why they get sick at the job.
If I ever get pregnant and have pica, you can better believe I'll be outside
dirt.
With a spoon, like
dirt.
Eating the ground.
So basically, doers, I don't know, because they never asked us what our taste in whiskey was, ever.
Hmm.
They just said, we'd like to send you guys some packages.
They said these were three that
they
were
going to. And if Abby and I could get on that list, we'd be happy to send you our info.
Yes,
if I'm not mistaken, true. These were three whiskeys they are bringing to the United States.
Correct. But my point is, how did we luck out? I mean, I know Mandy would have taken anything, but how did we luck out to not get Aschepiti Smoky Mossy?
Well, honestly, I don't know that, and this is just me guessing, I don't know that Americans generally have the palate for the Aschepiti.
A lot of Americans do. But it's not to be sexist, but it's a stereotype, but it's also not 100% the case, but many times the case that a lot of males prefer, I won't say stronger, but the Aschepiti Smoky Mossy.
I don't find that to be true at all.
Though, well, to be honest,
that's a lot of marketing to that.
If I was smoking a cigar, I probably wouldn't mind an Aschepiti Smoky Mossy.
Exactly.
It wouldn't taste that bad.
Yeah. But I enjoyed them.
Oh, these are
anytime
lovely.
You need us to taste whiskeys, doers, we are your girls.
Yes. But, you know, you can just keep sending them to Ginger and me and we'll invite them over.
But if you want the East Coast take.
There you go.
Hey, we brought the East Coast in.
Mandy and I are both in Atlanta. She has a blog. I have an old life journal that I would be happy to write about doers in for all of my readers who are still interested in what my life was like temping as a teenager. And I will create a whiskey blog if I need to get whiskey from you guys. But I can't wait to get this Royal Brockla in the States because this is going to be... Mm. Is it Brockla or Brockla?
I think it's Brockla.
Okay, because that's going to be my new... My new favorite.
Your new buddy.
My new buddy. I day drink while I do costumes, so it really will be my new buddy. I wonder, can I deduct that?
It's a necessary top expense.
Oh my god.
Need whiskey it's for inspiration.
It's definitely a part of my life. Part of my design.
This is her
Depends
design.
On the show. Some of the shows need you to be a little out there.
Are you kidding me? I'm about to do Carousel and we're going all kinds of sideshow with it, so.
Oh gosh.
I'll be drinking a lot of whiskey while I do that.
Well, I guess that wraps up our Doers Whiskey Pod, or our Whiskey Pod featuring Doers Whiskeys.
Sponsored by Doers Whiskeys.
Everything brought to you by Doers. And we'd say thank you to our guests, Abby and Mandy. And
she just waved. You can't see that, Mandy. She waved.
Vinka, vinka.
Okay, I'm just proving I was coordinated enough to wave. So
just in case you missed that first part, about 40-something minutes ago, this is take two. So I'm surprised and proud of myself that I recovered from that laughing hyena I was at the beginning of this show.
I'm not sure you actually have.
Oh, I haven't laughed or spit. Since for 40 minutes. So
I haven't been quite
good.
Hilarious enough.
That's true. Did I spit because of you?
You did.
What did you say?
Who knows?
It was something about whiskey. Okay. So thank you as always so much for joining us. We look forward to our next episode.
Bye.
Love it, Abby.
Thank you to our generous audio host, audioboom.com. Our Audio Boom channel is www.audioboom.com/channel/OutlanderPod. Visit our website at www.outlanderpod.com. Follow us on Twitter at OutlanderPod. Find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/OutlanderPod. Or email us at outlanderpod@gmail.com. That my young